Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tom Weathers is in for Andy today. I've known Chris a very long time, and I don't know him as well as you do, Tom.
Yeah.
But I've known him a very long time. Always as forthcoming as he can be in his position.
No doubt.
And I say that because, you know, what are you going to say? Hey, Tristan McKenzie's had trouble. Yeah, man, we're really worried about him. That's not the way guys in that position do that job. He's as forthcoming as he can be, I think, and has good things to say to you. And I go back to the pitching aspect of this that he talked about. These guys have done a masterful job.
Unbelievable.
Of pitching, because that's, yeah. I mean, hitters are making unbelievable money, but you got to have a lot of pitchers. And a lot of teams have a lot of pitchers making a lot of money. This team has good pitching without having this outrageous investment in some of these guys who just don't always stay healthy.
Well, they haven't been able, they can't afford it. Right.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Right?
So figure out a way to your point, you know, the charge that Larry Dolan gave this organization years ago was
when he bought the
pitching,
team.
pitching.
Yeah.
And that's what they've built this around. You know, they've nicknamed it the pitching factory for a lot of reasons. And we've seen great guys come here. We've seen, unfortunately, some great guys have to leave here because of financial constraints. But yeah, he's done a marvelous job. A little side note, the first time I met Chris Antonetti was in a pickup basketball game in Winter Haven, Florida. They had a court right outside
the dining area.
You know where I'm talking about there.
Oh, yeah.
And so and Chris was a...
Mike Segi was always in those
there
games.
There you go. I think he organized it. And Chris was a young and up-and-coming... player development, personnel, whatever.
Did you elbow him?
Twice, yeah. I found out he went to Georgetown, so I knew he was a Big East guy and he could take the contact. So to your point, though, Jeff, Chris has always been available, always transparent. I'll share this. You know, from a media standpoint, could be frustrating at times because you would ask a question and get a long answer that really didn't have much substance to it. You know, invariably leave the Zoom meeting or the interview room kind of scratching our heads like, did he really say anything? But, you know, he's always been available. You know, anytime I needed to reach out to him, if it was a big ticket item going on with the ball club, you know, Chris would respond. He's done a terrific job. You know, he took over from Mark Shapiro, who I regard as one of the best guys in baseball. You know, alongside Mike Chernoff, I think they've done a marvelous job with this team over the last couple of years. And I think we can all agree that they are in a window right now, a championship window again right now. And you can't always say that about every franchise in this town. So, you know, kudos to them.
The one thing I've always thought about with the Guardians is, and clearly, Tom, in baseball, and Dan gets on me about this all the time. Okay, you want really rich people hiring really smart guys and spending tons and tons of money. That's the dream scenario.
That's a model,
Dan,
yeah.
Dan, does that fit
that
for you?
That model works.
Way too much money with really smart guys.
Yeah, and then you leave them alone and let them do their jobs.
Okay, let's leave out all of the money in the world. I would rather have a team, if I had to pick one or the other, and the Guardians aren't alone, I'd rather have a team run by really smart guys in a really good operation than have an owner throwing money to guys to spend who aren't good at what they do, because that's just throwing money down the commode. That doesn't do you any good. It doesn't build you a team. This team has for years given us good entertainment and a chance to compete more often than not.
What more can you ask for as a fan, right?
I don't know. See, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
And
not for everyone,
it's not enough for everybody.
Yeah. I follow you. And I know, you know, the unfortunately, the longest World Series title drought in baseball currently, right?
Yep.
And ongoing. And I know that's been, and listen, there's been no franchise, I can hardly think of one, you guys know better, that has come closer, that has endured more heartbreak than this franchise, right? That's been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, Jeff, you know, year after year, consistent, good product on the field for the most part, right? I mean, there's been some dips here and there, but, you know, you look through the Franchione years, I mean, great baseball, exciting baseball, good players. They, you know, unfortunately haven't been able to keep everybody. There's been some very tough decisions they've had to make over the years, whether it was with CeCe Sabathia or Cliff Lee or right on down the line. But, yeah, I'm just glad we're talking about baseball again, man. It makes me feel
me
good.
Too.
It warms the heart.
Me too. You've made me flash to a memory I don't like. 1997.
Oh, boy.
I'm outside the stadium because the media is all set up outside and we're getting ready to do live shots and everything else. And there's a huge garage door right on the outside of the stadium. And we're looking, and there goes the World Series trophy being wheeled toward the Indians clubhouse with Dick Jacobs walking right behind it. And I thought, oh my God, could this possibly
this is gonna
be?
Happen?
Is this happening?
Yeah.
And then Tom, the World Series trophy went back
the other way. Yeah.
And, oh my! Literally, they took it back, and I thought, oh my God, that's just terrible. That's terrible.
I've relived many of those myself. Yeah, I was in the auxiliary press box for Game 7 for that series. I wasn't even here; I was still working out of New York.
That's awesome.
But I was part of the baseball team being down there. And you know, as people know, you know, my family was a Cleveland Indians family, you know, from the day I was born. So, you know, deep in the cockles of my heart, I was rooting really hard for them. So, yeah.
One thing that I thought Chris didn't give us much on, I understand it, because I said, Bazana's hitting 538.
He skipped over that quickly,
didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And Brito's hitting 345.
Yeah.
And Arias is at like 250, and he's doing okay. Tom, that's a lot for them to juggle there.
Well, it is. And you know what? And I've been kind of pounding the Bazana drum here for a while now. There's a reason why they took him number one overall, right?
Yeah.
He's a special talent. He's a special player. And I tell you, I was really impressed. And I know, I talked to a couple people within the organization, but I know after they took him last year and he was here and before he had gone down to Lake County, I mean, he was here every day working on his game. And he's played a lot of baseball, and he's a very mature kid, and he's a very driven kid. There's a reason why he's the number one overall pick. We've seen a few of those in this town, right?
He does seem more mature than...
Yeah, and when somebody has those special qualities. So it's not an accident that they traded Jimenez in the offseason. It's not an accident that Tyler Freeman's no longer here. There's a runway for Travis Bazana. It's just a matter of whether he's going to be here in July or September or next week.
Do you think it happens this year?
I do.
You do?
I do.
You told us that when you were on the show with us about a month ago.
I did, yeah. I just, and again, not really talking to anybody other than, you know, just reading the tea leaves, reading the fact that this was the number one overall pick, the first number one in forever, ever?
Yeah, right? first one in franchise history.
Right? So there's special qualities to begin with, right? There's a special investment that goes with that, right? If you've acknowledged that this is the best guy available in the draft, you take him, then, you know, the clock has started. And so, and then, you know, it doesn't hurt, by the way, that he starts out, what, 7 for 13 or whatever he is right now, and hitting the ball right on the screws. I think even a couple of his outs have been really hard. So he's coming.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What, we didn't ask Chris about this. What went through your head when they made the trade and brought Nolan Jones back here? And I overblow it because I hated the fact that they traded a 6'6 power hitting prospect for another middle infielder.
Yeah.
Even though that guy's still here.
Getting Jones back was exciting to me. I reminded myself these guys that play in Colorado put up some big numbers and they're not always what they seem. You know, I hated to see him go the first time, right? So I was glad they kind of...
I thought that was a miserable deal.
It was a bad deal. And then when you consider that they really haven't figured out this right field situation yet, right? And when Will Brennan got sent down, I was like, okay, something's coming here. I like the Noel Jones platoon there. One of them's got to start hitting, though.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, we're going to be on the option C, D, or E. But, hey, listen, he's a kid that... All the potential is there, right? We've seen that from the get-go with him, and just hope that he can finally put it together and put it together here.
The issue out there, the fact that Lane Thomas is in center field, I think calms things down a little bit, because I think you can shuffle through one position in the outfield where you're platooning.
You'd rather not, but I hear you.
Yeah. They've been shuffling through two,
right?
You know, with center and right, and. To me, that for the life of me, Tom, I could never figure that one out. They just didn't have the guy. You know, they signed Miles, and it was not an expensive contract. Miles was smart; he took the money.
Yeah,
and I don't think the Indians Guardians overspent when they signed
Miles.
That was
an easy deal. Yeah,
but he didn't produce.
No.
And so that
not at the plate.
No, that left you thinking, oh my God, now we have two holes in the outfield. You can't win in the big leagues usually with two holes in the outfield.
And isn't everybody screaming every year about the corner outfields here?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an issue for a while now. So got to get that tightened up quick.
I've always wondered, and I know Stephen Kwan's tremendous in left field, but I've always thought, okay, if you're tremendous in left field, you could be really darn good in center field. Lane Thomas takes care of that. But before Lane Thomas was here, I just kept thinking, do you not have some bruiser who can hit the ball out of the park that you could put in left and another one in right?
I'm with you. You know, and speaking of which, I was going to bring up the Kwan extension to Chris, although I know he would have kicked that can down the road. And one of those frustrating media moments for me that I've had over the years. But, you know, that'll come at some point.
You think it will?
I am. I'm certain of it.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. God, is there anybody better to have in that one spot than him? The way he works pitchers.
The only concern that I have, Tom, I know he got dinged up last year.
Yeah.
Man, did he fall off the face of the earth late in the season. And I don't know why.
A little bit.
I don't know why. And I wonder, was it a straight injury? I don't think the league figured him out. He's off to a nice start again.
I think he's a young guy, too, who's still figuring it out, Jeff, from the standpoint of he goes 100 miles an hour all the time, right? And I think as we all have learned throughout the course of our careers, you got to throttle it down every now and again. And I think it'll be incumbent upon Stephen Vogt to, first of all, he's gained some trust with Stephen Kwan after last year and being around him a little bit. But, you know, allowing him to take some days off, take some breaks, you know, like, you know, Hosey, you know, is going to fight Stephen Vogt to stay in the lineup every day, much like he did with Terry Francona. I think Stephen Kwan's got to take better care of his body. Not to say that he's, you know, beating himself up by any means, but I think he's got to rest himself a little bit to be able to stay mentally and physically sharp down the stretch, like you talked about.
Every time I see him go after a foul ball down the line, I think, oh God, please be careful. I do every time, Tom. Every time. More Guardians talk coming up noon. Travis Hafner, former Indians first baseman. It says here on our rundown, youth baseball coach who is in it to win it.
No surprise.
He once told me, I'm going to coach my kids, and we're going to have so much fun, and we're going to be awful. I don't think that's the case. I don't think his teams are awful. Travis is joining us at noon. Omar Vizquel at 1 o'clock. Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covers the Browns. Next, you're on Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers in for Andy.